Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast. Today's episode is where we step into diving headfirst into the conversation I just had on the interview. And I love doing these. Every now and then I give you guys this recording piece after the fact that shows me recording the episode, but I never give you the video side of the interview itself because that's our time together to really just kind of jam out on a conversation. But I had the opportunity today to talk to Melissa Pruitt with Instapost. And I've known Melissa for, I'd say, pushing 3 years at this point. I have to do the math in my head, but close to that. But she is so authentically real in what she's doing as an entrepreneur and stepping into, like she said, the leadership space that being an entrepreneur calls us to. So she has a business. It's not her first business, and she has walked the path of being an entrepreneur for quite some time and successfully. Very successfully. I mean, it's very humble how she explained that, you know, that they've done a lot of things and they have been successful, but I don't want to minimize her ability to be successful, but also seeing the backside of her being creatively authentic with herself and where she's at in the journey and where she is going and knowing less, but knowing more and creating simplicity inside of what she wants to see that the world can learn from her and what she can bring to the table and how she moves along. But that's really a testament to all of us women entrepreneurs that we don't have to make it difficult. It does not have to be something overbearing and heavy. And you can work towards that goal of what you see as an entrepreneur, what you create as an entrepreneur. But when it starts weighing on you, and sometimes it does, when we're meant to shift and pivot is when we start feeling a heavy about what we're doing. And that is then when we need to make a decision and be willing to be the leaders in charge of what we're doing and standing in looking at what is going on. Is this still serving me? Is this coming to an end? Is it time for me to make some, you know, analysis of what my entrepreneurial journey looks like? Does this still resonate? Is this right for me? And do I feel aligned? Because if we do not have that alignment, if we do not have that sense of calm, then our clients can't take that away as well. And that is very important for the people that you serve, that I serve, that Melissa serves. We have to create the environment for them to grow in and foster their entrepreneurial journey in as well. And that's how we lead as entrepreneurs. And that's how we change the tide and the culture and the vantage point and perception of women in entrepreneurship. This is our mission. And this is why these stories are so important. Every single one of these episodes comes through differently. Every single one of these episodes has a different story, a different journey. But the underlying piece of it is that we women entrepreneurs are leaders. We are leading and taking charge of something. And it, sometimes it's an impact. Sometimes it's a movement. Sometimes it's a, you know, for change. It's to be the catalyst for something else. Those are things that we are actually taking control of ourselves. And we are putting our hands on the steering wheel and saying, I got this. This is where I need to go. And if we have to take a left turn or a right turn or pivot or shift or whatever it is we have to do at that moment, be solid and okay in the fact that that is where you are. And that doesn't make you a failure or somebody that has changed or perceived as wishy-washy or flopping back and forth or not successful because you made drastic changes in your business. If you listen to these episodes, you're going to hear more often than not, these women have made changes in their lives to bring to you what they currently have right now. And there are some amazing businesses highlighted on this podcast. But what I want you to take away from Melissa's episode today or earlier that you listened to is her strength in knowing herself, her strength in being willing to analyze where she is at and make decisions based on that, but also make decisions based on what her idea of success is. And I am huge at advocating for success is what you determine it being. Success is not what anybody else determines it being for you. And success is not you viewing somebody else and then thinking or seeing if that is the road for you. If you do not have an opportunity to be in touch with what you view as successful right now, regardless of anything else out in the entrepreneurial world, if you do not have an idea of what success looks like right now, take the time to figure that out. What do you want to do? What change do you want to make? What impact do you want to have in your family, in your community, with your clients, in what you offer to the world? What is that? Know that, my friend, because as long as you can know for sure why you're on this path and the way you are going and what that means, then the way that you move through it becomes so simplified. And the way that you become a better leader and shift and pivot and, you know, go around corners or come around to a new evolution of who you are, those areas are what you get to be so confidently steadfast in, that you become that leader, that woman, that entrepreneur that is needed in this world today. As I am wrapping up this follow-up episode, my little jam on Melissa's interview, I want you to take the time to check out her show notes. She's got some great little things in there. But also, I want you to reach out, have the conversation, DM Melissa, DM myself, reach out to any one of these women entrepreneurs on this podcast and have the conversation. If there's something about what they said in their interview, reach out to them. Every single one of them has been open to have that conversation, that dialogue with other women entrepreneurs. And I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast today. It just really, so cliche to say this, but it warms my heart that you take the time and listen to other people's stories to learn more about growing yourself and who you are and where you are in this big wide world of ours. But don't forget, you could also take away some of that stress of knowing what to put on your Instagram tomorrow with Melissa's Insta post. I'm so delighted with her program that it is needed. I needed it. You guys need it. Anyways, guys, have a wonderful rest of your day, rest of your week, wherever you are in the world. And as always, keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.